Mr. Chairman, unlike others, I go to Brussels and Strasbourg when I need to, when there is work to be done. The rest of my time I have spent working hard in Northern Ireland, right across the whole of Northern Ireland. One area where I've focused a lot of time and resources is funding. Across Northern Ireland, there is a vast array of community groups and organisations playing a positive role within our society. But for many, funding is the biggest challenge they face. To help meet this need, I have produced three funding directories. I'm sure you've seen them. One for community groups, one for churches, and one for businesses. Altogether, well over 30,000 copies have now been distributed across Northern Ireland. But providing information is only the start. Therefore, I have hosted over 70 information sessions and workshops right across Northern Ireland to sign funding opportunities and help train those within our community in how to successfully apply for funding. The response has been tremendous. It has exceeded all of my expectations, to be honest, with over 4,000 representatives of groups and organisations attending. We are constantly hearing of successful applicants from community groups and other organisations. None more satisfying than the 20,000 we helped source for Stepping Stones, a Lisburn-based charity that works with those with learning disabilities and difficulties. This year, I hosted two events, especially for our marching bands. Of the 150 people who attended, 75% of the bands represented there secured funding. Having helped both the Orange Order and Apprentice Boys to draw down almost 7 million in European funding, I am proud to have worked shoulder to shoulder with those promoting our culture at a time when others seek to undermine it. Alongside Ballybean Women's Centre, I am coordinating Women into Politics programme, wholly funded by the EU. That aims to build capacity and bring more women into civic life. And I am delighted that Ballybean Women's Centre are here with us today. This party is often the only party working in many communities to secure real delivery for them. Unlike others who come and go, we will continue to serve the needs of all. So when some of our opponents say the DUP is disconnected from the grassroots, I say rubbish. Look at our record of delivery. This is the DUP working with, connected to, and at ease with the grassroots. In January, I will launch an updated version of the Community Funding Directory and once again go right across Northern Ireland hosting workshops from the heart of East Belfast to Enniskillen, from Lisburn to Londonderry. I will be there. As an office, we have sought to maximise new means of direct communication. And the routine work of any political office is constant, with well over 2,500 cases dealt with and much correspondence. Our work is varied, but carried out with diligence and care for our constituents' needs. And let me pay tribute to the work and service of my staff and thank them for all that they have done for our party and for our country. Conference, I'm glad to be part of a party that is united, stronger, and more resolute than ever. This party is about doing the people's business. Above all else, I'll be fighting for re-election, seeking to return to Europe to get business done for the people of Northern Ireland. Let's never forget, this party was built on hard work and determination to deliver for the betterment of our province. I'm proud of the record of achievement over the last 4.5 years, but I'm realistic to know that much more remains to be done. Mr. Chairman, we have never lived in a more interconnected global age. That's why it's vitally important that Northern Ireland's voice is heard in the European Parliament. Arriving in Brussels in 2009 was a baptism of fire and a steep learning curve. Some of our opponents even said that this candidate couldn't do the job and the DUP was in decline. How wrong they were. This party, this lady was not for quitting. This party was not for going back. Today we are stronger than ever, more determined than ever, and building on the progress of the last 5 years. As I look around today, I am proud of this party and what we have achieved for Northern Ireland. As the party for Northern Ireland, it is the DUP that people across the province look to for their leadership. It is the DUP that is moving Northern Ireland forward. It is the DUP that is building Northern Ireland for generations to come. While others fight for relevance, we are focused on what matters to the people we serve. Whether it's prioritising our economy, keeping our rates low, standing up for parental choice in education, raising standards of healthcare, or strengthening the union, the DUP is the only party with the positive vision for the future of Northern Ireland. Over the last number of years, Northern Ireland has come a long way. Since we became the largest political party, we have ensured that decommissioning was achieved. We insisted that Sinn Féin support the courts, the police and the rule of law. With the DUP, there was no such thing as guns and government. Conference, let us never forget that what we say we mean and what we mean we say. As a consequence of the determination, vision and yes, courage of the leadership of this party, Northern Ireland has enjoyed its longest ever period of political stability in over 40 years. And I pay tribute to our First Minister and the leadership that he has given. The system of government is very far from perfect. It nonetheless gives Northern Ireland a real say on the issues that matter. Our journey has not been the easiest at times, but without doubt, we have made progress. Our position in the United Kingdom has never been more secure. A United Ireland is now not even on the agenda. Jerry's day will have come and gone, and Ulster will still be standing strong in the Union. The overwhelming majority of people who live here, like us, want to see Northern Ireland being successful. They want long-term stability for their families and for their neighbours. They want us to lay the foundations for the future. Our task is to ensure that they see the DUP as the party capable of dealing with the challenges that lie ahead. I love our province. I am immensely proud of Northern Ireland, and I love working to promote our country. Brussels and Strasbourg are faraway places, and there are many competing interests. In all that I do, I want to keep fighting for our province, for the place that you and I call home. Northern Ireland is on the map as never before, but we must keep focused. We can take nothing for granted. The next 6 months' campaigning will be tough. Those 180 days will fly by. Let me declare from this platform today that we are fighting for every vote and we are fighting to win. In both the European and local government campaigns, we will leave no stone unturned. And let me assure my council colleagues who will be seeking a mandate for the new councils that we will work together as we strive to maximise the DUP vote in our council chambers and in Europe. Time and again, this party has proved that by working together, we achieve more for our people. We have a good message to proclaim, a record of achievement second to none, and a party that proves it fights for the people. We must take the campaign to every town and city in Northern Ireland. On the streets and laneways of Ulster, we must spread the message that this election matters and that this party has the unity of purpose and the strength to deliver the best deals from Europe for Northern Ireland. While others talk the game and live the Brussels lifestyle, when you vote DUP, you'll get full-time representation, not just at election time, but all the time. I'll stick to our old motto, service ever, surrender never. Conference, on the 22nd of May, with dedication and humility, I believe we can secure a victory for the people that will keep Northern Ireland moving in the right direction. With your help, together, we can achieve it. Thank you.